everybody. Welcome to day 13 of the Daily Santa podcast. We're going to be all positive today, only positive. Welcome to the podcast. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. This is Sophie. Welcome to the podcast. We're back.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is the podcast where we count down to Christmas with a daily episode just for you. My name is Twinkle. It is my goal to help you not only get on Santa's nice list this year, but to stay on Santa's nice list. Together with my friends here at the Daily Santa Podcast, we want you to know that you are special, you are important, and the best gift in this world is you. It is day 13, and we are talking about being positive, and we are happy that you chose to join us today. On with the show.
This is Clara with your daily facts here on the Daily Santa Podcast. We have another top 10 list for you. This list is going to sleigh. Here are the top 10 facts about Santa's sleigh. 10. Santa's sleigh runs on Christmas spirit. Christmas spirit is the feeling that you have when you believe in Santa and get a warm fuzzy feeling, or that smile when you hear your favorite Christmas song. Aww. All this creates a special magic called Christmas spirit, which the sleigh uses as fuel. 9. Santa's sleigh is eco-friendly. All of our friends at Upcycle Canada will love to hear this. Running on Christmas spirit is super environmentally friendly because it doesn't require fossil fuels. Santa has been using green energy for hundreds of years and even used to wear a green suit. 8. While the sleigh flies on Christmas spirit, the reindeers also have a helping hand from magic in the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights appear in places like the North Pole and create green lights in the night sky. They occur because of a force in the Earth's magnetic field. The reindeer, with help from the inventive elves, are able to capture the magnetic force and use it to fly. Yeah! Have you ever tried to put two positive magnets together? You can feel the force between them that stops them from touching. That's the magic which the reindeers capture from the Northern Lights and use to fly. 7. Santa's sleigh is the fastest mode of transportation. On Christmas Eve, Santa has to travel around the world to deliver presents to all the children on the nice list. He has about 31 hours to do this thanks to time zone differences, meaning it is night at different places in the world at different times. There are about 2.5 billion children in the world, so Santa's sleigh has to move at a speed of around 1,800 miles per second. Wow. 6. Santa's sleigh can travel through time, but only on Christmas Eve maybe. Santa has hinted, although he's never officially confirmed, that he uses time travel to reach all the children's houses. Some theories are that the sleigh travels even faster than the 1,800 miles per second mentioned above, and actually travels so fast that it breaks the speed of light, and in doing so travels through time. Other people have said that Father Christmas has a map of wormholes, which are tunnels which allow him to jump through time and space given to him by NASA and NORAD every Christmas Eve. 5. The sleigh is less than 5 meters or over 16 feet long despite being filled with billions of presents. Some children have asked how it is possible to fit so many presents into the sleigh. Yeah! Well, the elves use the latest technology when putting gifts into the sleigh, and the most recent invention they are using is called toy dehydration. They use a special zapper which squishes all the air and empty spaces out of toys, including the space the human eye can't see, so that their toys are hundreds of times smaller than they are in real life. They are the packed in airtight boxes for each town. Once the toys are brought out into the air, they pop into their normal size. 4. For over 60 years, NORAD, which is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, have tracked Santa. NORAD makes sure that nothing unusual is flying in North American airspace to keep people safe, so they track Santa so they know it's him, and not something unusual. Occasionally it glitches, and we wonder if this is when Santa is hopping through time. 3. Santa's sleigh is made from pine imported from Finland. Santa's sleigh is made from the finest pine imported from Finland. The wood is extra special because it grows underneath the sky of the Northern Lights, which, as we know from fact 2, is where reindeer get their magic from. 2. The sleigh bells are there for a very important safety reason. A long time ago, Santa was landing back in the North Pole after delivering all the presents on Christmas Eve, when the sleigh skidded on the ice as he landed, and he nearly crashed into Mrs. Claus and the elves. Aww. It was a foggy day, so they couldn't see the sleigh approaching. Since that day, he added bells to the sleigh, which meant that if he was ever to skid as he approached the North Pole, then the elves and Mrs. Claus would be able to hear him and jump out of the way. Fog is a big problem for Santa traveling in December, and is also the reason Rudolph leads the reindeer with his bright red nose. 1. The sleigh has changed throughout the years. Santa's sleigh has had lots of improvements made to it throughout the years. As we know, the sleigh has always been made from Finnish pine, but nowadays that pine is treated with copper to stop it being eaten by insects. In fact, the sleigh undergoes lots of different treatments to make it super sturdy. The sleigh has also had to add GPS tracking so governments know not to investigate it when they see it in the air, such as NORAD from Fact 7. Santa has a whole department of elves who work on improving sleigh technology, especially as each year there are more and more children, so Santa has to keep getting faster. See you tomorrow with more Christmas facts.
Thank you, Clara. Santa, we are sharing some pretty detailed information with everyone. I am learning so much about you and the mystery surrounding how all of this Christmas magic works. This is incredible.
This is really fun being on a podcast. Yeah! I didn't know if I would like being on a podcast, because I do all the social media for Santa, but this is really fun. Yay! I get to talk to people around the world, and they leave us messages. Aww. Producer Dave, do we have a voice message today for the Daily Santa Podcast? Yeah! All right, then let's hear the voice message. I'm so excited!
Yeah, we got a voice message from somebody in West Virginia. And they like bowling and the podcast. There's more. Here's the message. I'll play it for you now. This is exciting.
Thanks, Producer Dave. So our call today is from Sam. Sam lives in Weirton, U.S. state of West Virginia. We have had an elf Christmas party in Weirton at Blue Steel Grill and Steel Valley Bowling Center. Here is the message.
Hi everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Sam, and I live in Weirton, West Virginia. I love bowling and great music. So I have to ask, what is everyone's favorite Christmas song this year? I have checked out your playlist on your Daily Santa Podcast website. I love Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. What is your tune this year? Keep up the great work. Next time you are in Weirton, let me know and we can go bowling together. Yeah! Bye everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for your voice message. Hearing from our listeners is always a treat for us. Our community is growing and we really appreciate that you are listening today. Okay everyone, Sam asked a great question. Let's do this rapid fire. What is your go-to song this holiday season? What song should we add to our playlist this year on the DailySantaPodcast.com website? Selfie.
My song would be Crowder, the elf song. I love Crowder's song, it's so good. That's it, Crowder. The elf song.
Producer Dave.
Okay, so my song suggestion would be popular Canadian, Bryan Adams, Christmas Time. One of my favorite songs. And I listen to it a lot. Because I'm from Canada, so I like Bryan Adams, Christmas Time.
Kendall.
I love Russ Taff's version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Carla.
I'm a country girl, yeehaw. I love Thomas Rhett's Christmas in the Country.
Santa.
Oh, I like Dan and Shay. Take me home for Christmas. Dan and Shay are on the nice list.
Weather guy.
Yeah, well, I like Colby Calais, Christmas in the sand. There's no snow. Yeah.
My favorite Christmas song is Christmas Star Best Christmas Songs from the Home Alone movie soundtrack by John Williams.
So guys, this is great. I'm going to add all of your song suggestions to the DailySantaPodcast.com website. People can go there and listen to these songs and more. It's going to be a really great. Head over there and you can hear great Christmas music right on DailySantaPodcast.com. Great suggestions, everyone.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
And now the latest from around the North Pole. My name is Kendall, and this is the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast, our top story. Our local elf Baker Sprinkle has extended his store hours leading up to December 24th. Yay! Some of his top-selling items this year include Short Johns, the elf version of eclairs also known as Long Johns, sugar cookies are back as well as gingerbread and, of course, Jennifer's Candy Cane Christmas Cookies, yummy! Yeah! Amazon has released an early elf version of its widely popular Alexa device. This new elf-sized Alexa is designed for elves. The device is causing some confusion for users as they get used to this new system. Selfie has a beta version which he has been testing. Selfie, how is it going with the new elf-sized Alexa?
Well, I've only had this new elf-sized Alexa for a short time, and it's really small. Yeah, small. It's a small little device. It's just tiny. I guess again. But it's really interesting because it's supposed to answer my questions. So let's see if I can get this thing to work. Elf Alexa. Elf Alexa.
Welcome to the new elf-sized Alexa.
There we go. What is my name?
According to Wikipedia Elf, your name appears to be Santa Claus.
That's not my name. Okay, let's try again. Elf Alexa. Where do I live? Oh, goodness.
Your current location as San Francisco.
No, I live at the North Pole. Okay, let's try again. Elf Alexa. What is the weather like today?
The current weather is mild, with a chance of sun later today. A perfect tropical breeze. This is a great day to go swimming at the beach.
It's actually snowing. Okay. Sorry, Elf Alexa. What is the best Santa podcast for counting down to Christmas?
That is easy. The best Santa podcast that counts down to Christmas is the Daily Santa Podcast.
Yay!
You can listen to that podcast right on this device.
Yes, it is! Woo-hoo! It works! Well, I'm going to play with this some more, so back to you. I love this. This is really, really fun.
And now it is time for an AccuWeather and truthful weather update from our beloved weather guy. How does it look out there tonight?
Well, Kendall, I can just tell you it's going to be snowing tonight, and I'm happy about it because I have a snowball fight later, so it's all good. Back to you.
Thanks, weather guy. That sounds accurate. The Elf Local Library is holding a book signing for longtime author and motivational speaker Dominic Elf Maskey. Dom is in town to promote his new book. Be sure to ride your bike or hike down to the library in time for this great event.
Yeah!
Be sure to join us tomorrow for more on all things Santa, the North Pole, and everything Christmas, right here on the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Today's topic is all about being positive. Four ways to be more positive. We all have good days, and bad days. Even as kids, We experience a variety of emotions that shape our choices and the way we think about ourselves. Have you ever had a bad day? A day when things did not go as planned? Maybe you were sad or angry, or maybe someone made a promise and then broke their promise. Just as a baseball player will exercise their swing before hitting a baseball, it is important to practice things that can promote positive thinking. The way we think and how we react to things that happen around us can make us a positive person or a negative person. Here are four ways that we can be more positive. Always give your best effort. If we give our best effort in all that we do and think, we will be able to realize what they are truly capable of. Trying hard can lead to more confidence and help us to develop a positive attitude about the world around us. Give back to your community. Volunteering as a family can help us to connect with others. Even activities as simple as helping others, spending time with someone that is lonely, or giving to people in need. These acts help us to focus on our community. Our actions can make a positive difference in the world. By helping others, we will be more positive about who we are and about our community. Practice positive self-talk. We need to use gentle words when talking to others. If we wouldn't say something mean to our best friend or loved one, we shouldn't say it to ourselves. The way we think directly impacts our behavior and feelings about the world. If we can think positively about ourselves, we will likely feel the same way about the world around us. Take ownership and responsibility for our actions. We all need to realize that we have control over the outcomes of the challenges that we face. Reducing anxiety and practicing problem-solving skills at a young age can have a huge effect on how we think and act for the rest of our lives. Being confident is one of the best ways to help encourage positive thinking. What can you do today to be more positive? Thanks for listening.
Okay, everybody, that was such a great episode of the Daily Santa Podcast. I think we've learned a lot about how to be positive and how to be good people. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, day 14.
Yeah!
It's going by so fast, right? But we're having a great time. Thank you for listening. Make sure you go to DailySantaPodcast.com. Website, and we'll meet you over there. Come by and say hi. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day 14. And yes, as always, here's a couple silly things that happened while we were recording today. Here's our bloopers. Here we go. Hope it makes you laugh.
Sorry, I was just watching Marshmallow the Snowman having a fun snowball fight outside the studio here. Wait, is it okay for a snowman to throw a snowball? Isn't that a little weird?
Okay, let's see if I can get this to work. Elf Alexa? Oh, there we go.
Welcome to the new elf-sized Alexa.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you? No, I cannot hear you.
That's weird. Because you just answered me. Okay. Elf Alexa? Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Okay, I wondered. Elf Alexa, is Ariana Grande a drink size?
Ariana Grande is not a drink size. She is an amazing singer and performer.
Elf Alexa, how many months have 28 days in them?
That is easy. All of them.
Can you sneeze in your sleep?
No, you cannot sneeze in your sleep.
How many times do people laugh in one day?
The average number of times that people laugh in one day, according to research, is 13, which is also the episode number for this edition of the wildly popular Daily Santa Podcast.
Let me see, one more. Alpha Alexa. Where does Santa live?
Santa lives in his house.
Ooh. That's pretty cool. Wow. Alpha Alexa.
Again, another easy question. According to the most current baked goods reviews online, the best candy cane Christmas cookies are made by Jennifer, producer Dave's wife.
Oh, yes, I would agree. Yes, I have some hiding under my desk. Bye, everybody.